Okay, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Shkalim Daf Yud, the beginning of the fourth parak of Meseches Shkalim. Today's shiur is sponsored by Dr. David Lander, in honor of his wife and children, also anonymously, Lila Nishmas, Rabbi Kalman Zatzal, also by Maisha and Devorah Smith, for Shlema, for their daughter, Tova Miriam, Bas Devorah Mindel, and also by Mordechai Kramer, in honor of Theodora Kramer's birthday, and by Theodora Mordechai Kramer, with Hakar Zatov to the Daf Shir, and the Mazel Tov to the entire Daf Zoom Chevra, on the Siyam of Meseches Pesachim. So Mazel Tov everybody on the Zoom and everybody else on the Siyum of Meseches Pesachim. We thank all of the sponsors very much for the sponsorship. What we're going to discuss today on Amud Aleph, we're just going to talk about what would they do with all the money in the Lishcha. I mean, we already discussed that they filled up these big 9-seat-in boxes and they took 3 saw at a time, but there was a lot of Shiyarei Lishcha. What about the rest of the money in the Lishcha? What would they use all of that money for? And we're going to have machlokas, whether the Shomrei Svichei Shviyas, the people who would guard the growth that happened during the Shemitah year for the Korban Omer, are allowed to do it for free, or whether they have to dafka get paid because it can't come from private funds, it has to dafka come from public funds to pay for that. Then the Mishnah on Amud Beis is going to talk about what was bought with the Trumas HaLishcha and the Shiyarei HaLishcha and the Moser Shiyarei HaLishcha and the Moser HaTruma, meaning the money left over in the boxes after they spent all that money, the money left over in the Lishcha after they spent that money. So we're going to discuss what they did with all of these extra monies. The Gemara is going to talk about how there were 3 different places in the Torah where there's a Lashon Shel Zuhuris, where there's a red string that is employed, and how large that red string or how weighty that red string was in each of the 3 places. The Gemara is going to talk about the number of people whose jobs were done and they got paid based from the money of the Trumas HaLishcha because their jobs were a service to the Tzibur, were a service to the Mikdash. And then at the very end of the daf, we're going to talk about which kelim are ma'akev hakravas hakarbanos, meaning what does the Beis HaMikdash need to have in order to be able to be makrev karbanos in the Beis HaMikdash, in order to be makrev karbanos when you don't have which kelim are necessary in order to be makrev karbanos. So let's begin again at the new parak, in the fourth parak, the bottom of daf, Tes Amud Beis. So the Mishnah tells us that Truma Mayu Osinba, when they had the money that was taken from the Lishcha to the large boxes, and there they brought it to the smaller boxes, so what would they spend that money on? So Lokhinba, they would spend that money on all their Karbanos HaTzibur, Tamidin, Musafim, Viniskeyem, HaOmer. And by the way, the big Daf Yomi coincidence today is that pretty much the entire Amud Aleph talks about the Karban Omer as we continue to count the Omer. So Karban Omer is on the second day of Pesach, and Shtei Alechem is on Shavuos. So we're going to discuss both of those things. So Omer, Shtei Alechem, all of these are Karbanos Tzibur, V'lechem Apanim, the Lechem Apanim, the 12 loaves of Lechem Apanim that they would keep on the Shulchan every single week, and the included in the Shtei Alechem and Lechem Apanim are the those workers who needed to prepare the Shtei Alechem and Lechem Apanim, V'kol Karbanos HaTzibur, and all the Karbanos HaTzibur were purchased with the money that we described that went from the floor into the boxes, and from the box into the smaller boxes. That's what that money was used for. And Karbanos HaTzibur include the Kivsei Atzeres that go together with the Shtei Alechem, the Ketores, the Melach, the Eitzim, all of the different things that were from the Tzibur. Now, the Mishnah goes on to say, Shomri Svichen B'Shviyas Notan Schar Mitzumas HaLishcha, that the guards over the Svichei Shviyas, over the growth that happened during the Shemitah year, would get paid from the Trumas HaLishcha, because it was for the sake of a carbon, therefore it has the status of a carbon. So it's as if they're purchasing that grain with that money that they pay for the show, that they pay the shomrim. Really, it's shviyah, so it's hefkers. They don't need to buy the grain, but they need shomrim to protect that field, to make sure no one takes it, because everything is hefker during shviyah, and you need to make sure that you have the grain in order to be able to bring the omer and the shtei alechem. So they'd have shomrim that would stand there to guard the grain, and they would get paid also with the trumas halishcha, because during Shemitah year, obviously avodas hakarka is aser, so they would use the svichim, whatever grew on its own, for the needs of the omer and the shtei alechem. And since all the fields are hefker, Beis Din had to appoint shomrim in certain places to guard over the whatever svichim grew, in order that if people were about to come and take from it, they'd be able to warn them and say, no, that's for tzarchei hagdish, you better not take from that. And also, in case any animals were to come and were to start consuming what was in the field, they would be able to chase away the animals to make sure that they had the grain that was necessary. So those guys got paid from the Trumas Alishcha. So the Mishnah now quotes a machlokas, whether the Shomrim are allowed to say, no thanks, we don't need to get paid. We're more than happy to volunteer the money, to guard on our own. So Rabbi Yossi Omer, Afarot Misnadiv Shomer Chinam, that they could do that, that's fine. Aye, but if they're doing it for free, then aren't they the ones that are Kona the grain? And therefore, when that grain goes to the Beis HaMikdash, it's a private donation. So he says, yeah, but we assume that even as a private donation, they're giving it Belev Shalem, that it should belong to the Tzibur, and therefore it could be used for Kabbarnas HaTzibur. But the Chachamim disagree, and they say, no, we cannot take that as a private donation, because we have to be concerned that they're not going to give a Belev Shalim to the Tzibur, and therefore the Kabbalah Tzibur are being bought with private funds. So Amru Lo, the Chum Seitz Rabbi Yossi, Avata Omer, Shein Bayin, El Meshil Tzibur. Don't you agree that it has to be communal funds that pay for Kabbalah Tzibur? So this is communal funds. So this is not communal funds if these people are volunteering their own time and they're doing it on their own. Okay, so now the Gemara discusses the following. In Maseches Tainis on Daf Chavav, the Mishnah tells us that there was Zman Atzei Kohanim Va'am Tisha, that essentially there were 9 specific times during the year that the Mishnah over there enumerates where there are a number of families of Kohanim, and among them joined in with these Kohanim were certain Yisraelim as well, that volunteered to bring Eitzim to the Beis HaMikdash, and they would bring the Karbanos on that day, they would bring extra Karbanos in the Davos as a celebration for the fact that they were allowed to be the ones to volunteer to donate the Eitzim to the Beis HaMikdash. And that halacha, that those families got to donate the Eitzim to the Beis HaMikdash, is even if they had plenty of Eitzim already in the Beis HaMikdash, these families had the right to give the Eitzim at that time to the Beis HaMikdash. So it sounds like that was that continued as long as the Beis HaMikdash was around. So the Gemara discusses, why do we need the donations of these families? Ma ra'a zman atzei kohanim va'amli imanos. Why do they need to have volunteers of the Am and the Kohanim to these families that would give? After all, the Eitzim are supposed to be purchased with Tzibur funds. Why do we need individual families donating this stuff? El Bishar Shal Yisrael Min HaGolah. No, the history was that when Klal Yisrael came back from Golos Bavel a year after Binyan Bayis Sheni, v'lo matzu Eitzim Belishcha, and the Lishcha was depleted of Eitzim, there was no Eitzim there. V'am du'elu, these are the families that got up, and they paid for Atzei Maracha so that Korbanos could continue. Umasarim leTzibur, and they gave it Belev Shalim to the Tzibur, the Korban Korbanos Tzibur, and the Korbanos Tzibur were therefore able to be brought. So the Nevi'im of that generation, Chagai, Zechariah, and Malachi, made a Tanai, Shafilu Lishka Meleya Eitzim, that even if the Lishka is full of Eitzim, Va'amdu Elu, V'nisnadu Eitzim Mishal Atzman, and this group were to get up and to be Misnadev their own Eitzim, Shloya Korban Miskarev, Ela Mishalahen Tchila, that they are the ones that have the right to always bring the Eitzim first, because they were the ones that were there in a time of need to donate the Eitzim. So that's what the post can point out, the Darkei Moshe, in the bottom of Chasher Mishpat and Siman Kuf Nun Vav, that it's someone who's ragil to do a particular mitzvah from the mitzvos HaTzibur, he gets a chazak in that, and you can't stop him, you cannot take it away from him once that became his mitzvah. The Chuvas Imrei Eish says that the basic makor for that is this discussion in the Gemara of Ma'arauz Ma'anatzei Kohanim Li'imanos, that since they were the ones that stood there in a time of need, they're the ones that always get to do it, and you cannot take their mitzvah from them. The Maram Shik points out in a tshuva in Chosha Mishpat, Simen Yud Ches and Simen Yud Tes, that even if you don't want to say that there's such a chazakah, that because I've done this mitzvah in the past, therefore I always get the right to do this mitzvah, But if it was a time of need when nobody else was willing to do it, then for sure they have the right to do that mitzvah. So sometimes you have, no one was paying the shul's electric bill or something. So someone got up and said, I'm going to pay the shul's electric bill. So now he's the one that gets the ner lamor if he wants every year. So he's going to get he's going to be the beneficiary of that mishaberach, of that zuchus, of that mitzvah, that you have the right to have that mitzvah if you stood up in a time of need. There's discussion in Poskim, what if a person had owned the shul building, that someone bought a house and he gave it to the shul, he allowed the minion to meet in his house. So does he have the right, the Poskim discuss, does he have the right to say they can't go anywhere else? I volunteered when the tzibur needed it, right? So it happens sometimes that you have such a thing. I volunteered when the tzibur needed it, so now the tzibur is not allowed to go anywhere else. So some of the Poskim say, yeah, he has a right to do it when they needed it, so he has the right to say that. Of course, if they build a bigger building and he's encouraging of that, that's even better. But he has the right to insist on that. Okay, so says the Gemara Vayter, Amar Rabbi Acha, Rabbi Yosihi, that this din that we're makabel the eitzim from them is like Rabbi Yosa, that afarotzim esnadiv shomer chinam. That dafka goes like the shita that the people who guard the sviche shviyas are allowed to do it for free, because he holds that when the person gives over that Tzviche Shviyas, even though he's kona it, he's giving it Balev Shalem. So we hear also by the Eitzim, it has to come Mishal Tzibur, but we're going to accept it from these families because we assume that they're giving it Balev Shalem. But the Rabbanon in our Mishnah who disagree with Rabbi Yossi and say when it comes to the Tzvichim, no way, they have to get paid Mishal Tzibur, because if they are ever kona that Tvua, they're never going to really give it Balev Shalem and it's going to be coming Mishal Yechidim, would say the same thing Lagabe the Eitzim, that it's really coming Mishal Yechidim, and that it's going to be a real problem when it comes Mishal Yechidim. So according to the Rabbanan, the Kohanim and the Am were not Misnadev Eitzim during those nine periods of time. So then what was the story with these nine groups of people? So the story was that they would celebrate the historical moment when there was a need, and that one time they did. So every year, when that time period came around, they would have a celebration by bringing karbanos. But it's not that every year they got to volunteer. We wouldn't accept it from them. It's from Yechidim. So the Rabbi Yossi disagrees. Rabbi Yossi, b'shem Rabbi Ila, divrei akali. He says, no, regardless of what you hold about Tzvichei Shviyas, everyone agrees that by the Eitzim they were allowed to bring. So ma pligin, what's the whole machlokas Rabban and Rabbi Yossi? That's begufo shel karban. That's when they're bringing the actual grain that they were using for the Omer, the Shtei Alech, and that's the korban itself. That's where we're going to have a machlokas, and the Rabbanan are going to say, no, they can't volunteer. We assume they're not really giving it Belev Shalim. Aval b'machshirei korban, but just the Eitzim that they're going to use for the firewood, which helps the korban along, kolam modiyah shumishtana can someone is that, I don't know if he's talking to me. If everyone can mute themselves, please. I don't know. Kolam modiyah mishtana karban yachid. Is that a different shiur that he's listening to at the same time? I don't know. What? Yeah. Okay. Kolam modiyah shu mishtana karban yachid. Someone's not muted, and so. What? But it's going to... You know what? Maybe I can mute him from my phone. Ah, I see who it is. Okay, this is like a little much. I don't know how to mute him. Okay, I'm just going to lower my volume. Okay. All right. Anyway, I hope people, I don't know if the rest of the Zoom can hear me, but the day of the Daf Yomi is in honor of the Zoom Chevra, and this is, okay. Anyway, so where were we? So the Gemara brings another din where you have this machlokas between Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Acha, whether the machlokas in the Mishnah applies. So Tani Isha Saksonis Livna, if a woman made Big Day Kuhuna for her son to use in the Beis HaMikdash, Kshera, that's perfectly fine, even though she made it out of her own private funds. Ubal Vachet tzibur, as long as she gives it over fully to the tzibur. So we have a similar machlokas that Am Rabbi Acha Rabbi Yossi. The Rabbi Acha says that's only according to the sheet of Rabbi Yossi. The Rabbi Yossi Omer Afarotzim Snadiv Shomer Chinam, that a person is we assume a person is able to volunteer these things, and when you volunteer these things, you're going to give it Belev Shalin. But Rabbi Yossi B'Shem Rabbi Ila Divrei Akoli. Rabbi Yossi B'Shem Rabbi Ila says not only Rabbi Yossi, even the Rabbanon would agree because Ma Pligin Begufa Shel Karban. The Rabbanon only disagree whether you give Belev Shalim when you're giving the actual carbon, when you're giving the Omer the Shtei Alechem. Aval b'machshirei carbon kolam modiyah shehu mishtan a carbon yachid lekarbon tzibur. But when it comes to the machshirei carbon, like the big day kahuna, then everyone agrees that you could that the yachid is able to give it over fully to the tzibur, and therefore if the yachid is giving over these big day kahuna, so we assume that's perfectly fine. It is considered to be something that belongs to the tzibur and is therefore valid. So the Gemara brings a raya like Rav Acha against Rabbi Yossi. Masnisa pligal Rabbi Yossi. We have a brisa that disagrees with Rabbi Yossi Bar Zvida, because the brisa says osna yamim, the days that they would celebrate nog in bishas karban vishalo bishas karban. These days, these nine times when they would get to volunteer to bring the wood, they would have a celebration both when the Beis Hamikdash was around and after the Churban Abayis. Rabbi Yossi yamar in nog in el bishas karban bilvad, and Rabbi Yossi says no, these days were only special days when there was a Beis Hamikdash around. So according to Rav Acha, who holds that the Machlokas Rabban and Rabbi Yossi is whether Yechidim are able to bring Eitzim, so I understand the Machlokas over here, because they, each one is Lushitasa. Rabbi Yossi holds that their Yom Tov was because of the Nidvas Eitzim, that so when there's no Beis Hamikdash, there's no reason to celebrate a Yom Tov. Whereas the Rabban hold, no, it was only a Zeichel Ladavar, the whole Yom Tov, they were never actually able to give the Eitzim again. It was only a one-time thing when there was a need for it, but they weren't allowed to do it again in the future. The whole thing was only a Zeichel Ladavar. So then they could celebrate that Zecher Ladavar even Bizman She'ein Beis HaMikdash Kayam. Va'oda, and another Raya, the Gemara says that they were knowing the Yom Tov even when there was no Beis HaMikdash, and that's going like the Sheet of the Rabbanan, that Yechidim are not able to be Misnadei Veitzim, and the Yom Tov was only a Zecher Ladavar. Minada, from the following Brisa, Detanya, Amar Ablozer Rabbi Tzaduk, Anu Ayinu B'nei Sna Ben Binyamin, we're from the family of Sna Ben Binyamin, where their Yom Tov was on Asara Ba'av, meaning the day that they volunteered the Eitzim was the day after Tisha B'Av, and therefore v'chal Tisha B'Av lios b'Shabbos, when Tisha B'Av fell on Shabbos v'dechino was on Motzai Shabbos, and therefore Tisha B'Av observed was on Motzai Shabbos, which was Yud Ba'av, which was their Yom Tov. V'yinu Misanin v'lo Mashlimin, they would fast but they wouldn't complete the fast. Well, wait a second, was this when the Beis HaMikdash was around or when there was no Beis HaMikdash? Well, if they were fasting Tisha B'Av, obviously it's when there was no Beis HaMikdash, and nevertheless apparently it was Yom Tov Shelahem, so much so that they wouldn't fast the entire day of Tisha B'Av. So you do see that the celebration continued even after there was no Beis HaMikdash, because the celebration did not involve them actually bringing Eitzim L'Maracha. It only involved a Zecher L'Davar, a celebration of what once happened, once upon a time, that they had Eitzim L'Maracha. Okay, then the Mishnah goes on to say, Omer, She'alachem L'Lachem Panim, V'kol Kabbarnas HaTzibur, that all of these things were paid for with the Shiarei Alishcha, with the actual Trumas Alishcha, and the Shomri Svichim B'Shvius would also get paid from the Trumas Alishcha. So the Gemara brings Mishnayos that explain which grain exactly you're allowed to bring the Omer and the Shtei Alechem from. So Tamin Taninan, we have these are Sugyas of Meseches Menachos, that Kol Karbonos HaYachad V'Atzibur, all the Karbonos Menachos of HaYachad and Tzibur, Ba'in Min HaAretz U'min Chutz La'aretz, Min HaChadosh U'min HaYashan. Most Karbonos Mincha could be brought from grain that was grown in Eretz Yisrael or grain that was grown in Chutz La'aretz, from new grain, from old grain, Chutz Min HaOmer Shtei Alechem Shein Ba'in, except for the Omer Shtei Alechem, that has to dafka come from Chadash. It's Pesukim in the Torah. The Pasuk says, Ve'vesim es Omer Reshes Ktzirchem El HaKohen, and Ve'krafta Mincha Chadosha La'Hashem, but when it comes to Shtei Alechem, and Umina Aretz, and they can only come from Eretz. Also Pesukim in the Torah. By the Omer, it says, Kisavo Ola Aretz, Asher Anino Sein Lechem, Uktzartim es Ktzir es Ktzira, Ve'vesim es Omer Reshes Ktzirchem El HaKohen, and by the Shtei Alechem, it says, Mimoshvos So you see clearly that both can only come from Eretz Yisrael. So the Gemara discusses, so who is this assuming like that? You can only bring Karban Omer from Eretz Yisrael. Rav Chuna b'shem Rabbi Yirmiya de Rabbi Shmuel. That's the sheet of Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel Omer, ein Omer ba min Asuria. That you're not allowed to bring Omer from Syria, which are areas outside of Eretz Yisrael that were conquered by David HaMelech, that have certain halachos of Eretz Yisrael, but it doesn't have real Kedushas Haaretz in the sense that the Omer cannot be brought from from there. So another Mishnah tells us that you're not allowed to bring Omer from anywhere other than Eretz Yisrael, to Mintanin, and we have a Mishnah, Meseches Kelim, a famous Mishnah, Eser Kedusha, saying that there are 10 levels of Kedusha, in 10 different places. Eretz Yisrael, Mekudesh is Mikol HaRatzos, and one of the differences between one level of Kedusha and the next, not only do you have the Kodesh HaKadashim, and the Heichal, and the Azara, and the Harabais, right? You have and the city of Yerushalayim. So you have all these levels of Kedusha that exist, but one of the Chilukim in Kedusha is Eretz Yisrael is more Mekudesh from Kol HaRatzos. Umahi Kedushasa, and what's the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael? Shemevim Memena, Omer, or Bikurim, that you bring Omer and Bikurim from only from Eretz Yisrael. Ushtei Alechem, Mashem Revin, Mikol HaRatzos, that you're not allowed to bring from anywhere else. Rav Soloveitchik pointed out that there are a lot more things about Eretz Yisrael. You get a mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael when you're in Eretz Yisrael, Chumas Umayisra only in Eretz Yisrael. There are a lot of things that only apply in Eretz Yisrael. Shemitah, all of these things only apply in Eretz Yisrael. So why are we Davka highlighting these items at Omer and Shtei Alechem? So he pointed out that there's a beautiful chiddush. I heard this from Rav Soloveitchik's nephew, Rav Elio Soloveitchik in Landers, on Yom HaTzmaut, the way they celebrate in Landers, very beautiful. Instead of having a chagiga with dancing or whatever, so they have like a fleshiga su'uda for lunch, and a special shiur about Kedushas Eretz Yisrael from Rav Soloveitchik. It's a very beautiful event. So Rav Soloveitchik once said over in the name of his uncle that the Kedusha of Eser Kedushos are all a function of Kedushas HaMikdash. Meaning there are Tzvei Dinim in Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. There's Kedushas Eretz Yisrael Midin Eretz Yisrael, and there's Kedushas Eretz Yisrael as a function of its proximity to Mikdash. So when we say Eser Kedushos, saying we're talking about the Kedusha as a function of proximity to Mikdash. So it has to be based on Mikdash related inyan. So that's why we dafka highlight the Bikurim, the Shtei Alechem, the Lechem Aparim, those are Karbanos. So those are based on Mikdash related inyan. L'chora, that's Pasha Pshat. Once you hear it, it's got to be why the Mishnah dafka says those things. Rabbi Chiya b'shem Rabbi Yirmi, Rabbi Shmalhi. Rabbi Chiya b'shem Rabbi Yirmi says that that's going like Rabbi Shmal. Rabbi Shmal Omer, ain't Omer ba min Asuria, that the Omer cannot be brought from Surya. So now another din that Rabbi Shmal said about Karban Omer, and so Tamin Taninan. We have another Mishnah in Maseches Shavuos, in the first parak of Maseches Shavuos, where the Torah tells us that for 6 days you do avodah, and b'yom hashvi'i tishbos b'chorish uv'katzir tishbos. Torah tells me not to do malacha on Shabbos, but then it dafka highlights two malachos, charisha and ktsira. So Rabbi Shmuel Omer, Rabbi Shmuel says, oh, you know why the Torah highlights those two malachos? It's coming to tell me that I'm allowed to do ktsiras ha'omer on Shabbos, because ma charish rishos, just like Harisha by definition is never really a mitzvah. You never have a mitzvah to plow anything. So Avkatzi Rishus, so too the type of Ktsira that the Torah is telling me not to do on Shabbos is only Ktsira Sarishus. It's only when the Ktsira happens to not be a mitzvah. Yotza Ktsira Omer Shu Mitzvah, as opposed to Ktsira Omer, which itself is a mitzvah. So the fact that we see from there that you're allowed to do Ktsira Omer on Shabbos. The Gemara Menachos takes it a step further. Says that if it turns out that if you're allowed to do it on Shabbos, it must be that if it's Niktzar Shalokim Mitzvaso, that it's going to be possible. Because if you had the ability to be the Kotzer Shalokim Mitzvaso by doing it a day early when it's not yet Tamimos, when you're not yet or by doing it Dafka at the wrong time, so then we never would have allowed Chil Shabbos. So you see a Raya that we're makbid that the Ktsira be Kimitzvasa, and that's why you're not allowed to do it early. And this is Rabbi Shmuel Kedate, this is Rabbi Shmuel Lishita, so that you have to do it kim mitzvaso. Rabbi Shmuel da Amar ein omer b'min asuria. The Torah says it's got to come be moshvel seichem. It's got to come from Eretz Yisrael, and therefore Rabbi Shmuel says that's got to be. It has to be that way. It can't be any different. It can't come from Surya. Kedate damar yatzik tira omer shu mitzvah. So it's l'shitaso. He's saying that we see from this pasuk that it has to be done exactly that way. So man tana shomer svichis b'shvius notin schar mitzvus alishcha. Rabbi Shmuel, and who's the tana that those who guard the Sficha Shvius would get paid from the Trumas Alishcha? That's also Rabbi Shmuel Lashitaso, because he holds that you can't bring the Omer from Surya. So therefore, we needed to have Shomrim on the Sficha Shvius in order to be able to do the mitzvah. Otherwise, we can't be guaranteed that we're going to have grain from Eretz Yisrael with which to bring the Karban Omer. But Rabbi Yosa disagrees. He says, Divrei Akali, that even the Rabbanan hold that they would have Shomrim on Sficha Shvius. Because, but the Rabbanan hold that you could bring it from Surya also. Yeah, you can, but Lo Matzu Surya, If they can't find grain in Syria, so then they would have to bring it from Eretz Yisrael. So you need to have a guarantee that you can have grain available in order to bring the Omer and the Shtei Alechem. So that's why they would appoint Shomri Svicha Shviz, not because it had to come from Eretz Yisrael, but because you never know if you're going to be able to find from elsewhere. Okay, so now the Gemara discusses, are you allowed to plant during Shemitah for the sake of the Korban Omer? Hahein Omer, the Omer during Shemitah year, the Mao She Yisra B'tchila, are you allowed to plant it during the Shemitah year so that you'll have a Korban Omer? So B'chibar Ado Boy Komei Rabbi Mana, so he raised the question in front of Rabbi Mana, what the tzad is to be Matir Zriya L'chadchila L'shem a Korban Omer. After all, the halacha is that Kidule Shvius are Asr B'achila, meaning if you violated the halacha by growing something during the Shemitah year, so then it's going to be Asr B'achila. So Lonim said, Komet Shashraim Shein Ne'echalin, wouldn't this be similar to a case of a Komet of a Shirayim that are not Ne'echal, meaning the halacha is by a Korban Mincha, that you take a Kemitza from a Korban Mincha, you burn that on the Mizbech, and the Shirayim get fed to Kohanim. So when the Komet is not Matu the Shirayim to be eaten by Kohanim, then the whole Korban Mincha is possible. If the Shirayim of the Korban Mincha is not going to be something that you're allowed to eat, the whole Korban Mincha is going to be invalidated. So if you're also, the Shiari Minchas Homer is going to be, by definition, Asr B'Achila, because if you're planting during Shemitah year, it's Gidulei Shviyas, and Gidulei Shviyas are Asr B'Achila. So how can you say that you're allowed to plant during Shemitah? What's the Hava mean it to say that you're allowed to plant for the Korban Omer during Shemitah year? So I'm like, Nasek Chamish Dvarim Shein Bon Betuma, Veina Chalim Betuma. No, you can have a case where the Shiari Minchas Omer are not Mutar B'Achila, they're Asr B'Achila, and still the Korban is valid. Because after all, we had a Meseches Pesachim, five Korbanos Tzibur, that even though they're brought Betuma, because Tuma Hutra Betzibur, but nevertheless, you're not allowed to eat those Korbanos. And one of those five is a Korban Omer. So if the Omer is Docha Tuma, even though the Shirayim cannot be eaten, so maybe the Omer is Docha Zriya during Shviyas, even though the Shirayim are not able to be eaten. Okay, so now we go on to say, Ketzaru Oseh. So how would they pay these Shomri Svichi Shviyas? Meaning the Gemara doesn't spell it out, but there's a problem with paying them, because it can't be in the normal way that the Gezbarim would pay from money of Hegdish for the Avodas Hashmira, for the fact that these people were working guarding the fields, because Gezbarim are not allowed to purchase a particular object for Hegdish, because then the money of Hegdish would be Meschalel and would be and the Kedusha would transfer over to that object. So they would have to they would pay on meaning if they would pay for malacha, which is not something that of substance, it would be a real problem. Meaning, if I'm buying an object for Hegdish, fine. So the money is no longer going to be Hegdish. In place of that, the object that the Gezbarim buy will be Hegdish, but they're buying it for the Beis Hamikdash. That's great. But if I'm paying for a service, so there's nothing for the Kedusha to transfer onto, and therefore the money is going to remain Kadosh. So it's not going to be Mischalal in anything. So the Eitzah is to be Mechal the Hegdish money on something else, and give that to Hegdish, and that way the money will go l'chulin. Problem is, you can't be mechal the money on the Sfichim themselves, because the Sfichim are mechubel l'karka, and the Hegdish cannot be chal on that which is mechubel l'karka. And they also can't be mechal the money on the Sfichim after they already do the Ktsira, because then the payment to the Shomrim has to be before the Shmira, in order that the Shomrim won't acquire the Svichim, because once it becomes theirs, then it's going to be Mishal Yachid, it's not going to be Mishal Tzibur. So they can't wait until after to pay them, they have to pay them in advance. But in advance, it's still Mechubar L'Karka, so how are they going to be Mechal the money? So that's what Ketzaru Oseh means. So what would they do about paying the Shomrim? So Notel Ma'os Min HaShulchani, they take money, they borrow money from a money changer, V'nos in the Kotz from the Shomrim, they pay these guards in advance, Achlo Yikrav HaOmer, before the Korban Omer is niktzar, before they do the ktsiras haomer, umevi mos mitchumas alishcha umechalin alav. And then when it comes time to be makar of the korban omer, so they bring money from the chumas alishcha, or whatever it was that they borrowed, whatever amount was that they borrowed from the shulchani, and they'd be mechal the kedusha of that money on the svichim itself. So it turns out that the money is chulin, the svichim is kodesh, and they now pay back the shulchani with that money that they have now been mechal. The tavas came, that's a great idea. Rabbi Yaakov b'shem Rabbi Ba, kol mashi Yitain, Heinein Dav Mishar Rishona. That he said, no, whatever money they would give, the Gizbar would give to the Shomrim, it's Lev Beis and Masna Alehen, that money was Huktash Almanas, that they'd be allowed to pay these workers with that money. So it turns out you don't need this whole fancy Eitzah to borrow from a Shulchani so that you can pay them, because whoever gave that money initially gave it, that it shouldn't have Kedusha, that it should be able to be used for what it's needed for. So Tana Af Bepischei Avanim Kein, you have a similar thing when it comes to paying for the people who worked with the stones that they used to build the Harabayas, the gates of the Harabayas, because you have the same issue. So Kate said, well, so how would you pay them? Not the Ma'os Mishulchani, since they're being paid for a service, so they would have to take money from the Shulchani, borrow money from the Shulchani, Venosin the Chotzvin, and they would give that borrowed non-Kadosh money to the Chotzvin, to the people who were chiseling the stones for the Harabayas, Ulisatasin, other stone workers, Ajlotinasin Al Gabe Adimos, before they actually did anything and built the stones into the binyan, Umishanit and Al Adimos, and once they built it in, maybe Mos, Mitchumas Alishka, they would take money from the Chumas Alishka, which had Kedusha, Umichalin Aleh, they'd be Michalin on the stones, so now the stones had the Kedusha, and the money became Chulin, and they would use that money to pay back the Shulchani for Tavaskain, and that was perfectly good. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Bon, Mishem Shmuel, Kalmash Yitin, Ainin Dame Mishar Rishad. Nah, you don't have to do any shtick like this, because automatically, whatever people would give, they were giving it for whatever purpose it was actually needed. So it was like Lev Beis and Masna Lein, that's what it's supposed to be used for. Okay, next Mishnah, Amud Beis. Paro Usir Mishtaleach, Veloshen Shalzur, Respond Me Trumas Alishcha. Other things that were paid for the Trumas Alishcha is Para Aduma, and the Sir Mishtaleach of Yom HaKippurim, and the Loshen Shalzuhuris that you would have for the to throw into the Sreif of the Para Aduma. They had to throw in a red piece of wool into the Sreif of the Para Aduma. All of that was paid for from the Trumas Alishcha. So the Mishnah goes through the things that were bought from the Shiyare Alishcha. What's the Shiyare Alishcha? Whatever was left that didn't make it into the boxes, that didn't make it into the 9 Sa'a boxes. So Kevesh Para, the ramp that they would make for the Para Aduma to connect Harabayis, Harazesim, when they would be Moluch the Para, which was a Maila for Tumah, to make sure they built this ramp to make sure that no Tumah could affect the Para. The Kevesh Si'ir Mishtalech, and they also had a ramp, the Gemara Numa tells us, to bring the Si'ir Mishtalech to the cliff where they would throw it off, because they needed to build a ramp so that people couldn't bother them, because the Bavliim used to view the Sir Mishtaleach as representative of their sins, so they started to attack it on the way out, and they would pull the hair of it, the Sir Mishtaleach, and it was a big tumult, and it was very damaging. It was very it made it harder to do the job. So they built a ramp to that no one had access to bring the Sir Mishtaleach, like a super highway for the Sir Mishtaleach. The Lashon Shabin Kar, and also the red wool that was put between the horns of the Seir Mishalech, Va'amas Hamayim, and the Amas Hamayim that they would that would go in through the Azara to drain the Azara, V'chomo Seir, and the walls of Yerushalayim, Migdolsa, and the guard towers of Yerushalayim, V'kol Tzarchir, and anything that you needed in the city, but Mishari Alishcha, all of that came from the Shiyari Alishcha. Abishalom, Erkevish Parah, Kohanim Gedolim, Osim Mishalatzman. That no, the ramp for the Parah Aduma, that Kohanim Gedolim paid out of their own funds. Most are Shiyari Alishcha. And what if they already paid for all these things, and now there's still more money in the Lishcha? What did they do with that? Mayu Osen Ben. So Lachem Ben Yenis Shvan Musasos. They would buy, wholesale wine and oils and flowers, and then the Gizbarim would sell it to people who needed these Nesachim, and they were bringing Karbanos at a markup, and that way the Beis HaMikdash would make some money off of it. Vaschar LaHegdash Div Rabbi Shmuel. And that was a good way for the Beis HaMikdash to make some extra money. They ran a side business with the money that they had from the Shiyari Alishcha to provide the needs of Karbanos. Rabbi Kiva Omer Emes Tzak Mishal Hagdish. Rabbi Kiva says, no, you're not allowed to do that. You're not allowed to benefit. You're not allowed to make money off of Hagdish. Vaflo Mishal Aniyim. And not only Hagdish you're not allowed to make money off of, you're not allowed to make money off of tzedakah funds either. This is also a fascinating discussion in Halacha. What are the rules of that? If you have a major fund, so you're not allowed to invest tzedakah funds in order that the Aniyim should have more. There a lot that happens a lot, right? So what exactly are the rules? So in the Yerushalmi, we're going to see in the sugya, we're going to say that the concern is shemei yafsid, that we're afraid you're going to take a risky investment, and maybe the aniyim are going to lose out, maybe the hegdish is going to lose out. In the Bavli, the Gemara says a different reason. The Gemara says that first of all, for hegdish, it's ein aniyus b'makom ashirus, that we're afraid that you shouldn't, that everything should look like we're not short on funds in the Beis HaMikdash. So I have to go investing Hekdesh money? No, Hekdesh has whatever it needs. Ein aniyus b'makom ashiras. And when it comes to tzedakah funds, it's a matter of liquidity. An ani is going to come and he's going to need money. And we say, no, it's tied up in an investment. Don't worry, we bought a 10-year bond. So in 10 years from now, you'll be able to, like a bar mitzvah boy, you'll tell me, in 10 years from now, a tree will grow in Eretz Yisrael and you'll be able to have the payrolls or something. That's not going to help him. He needs the money right now. So it's a matter of liquidity. So there are obvious nafkaminas between the reason of the Yerushalmi of Shemi Yafsid. What if someone else is willing to take achrayus? You have an usher that says, whatever gets lost, I'll replenish if anything gets lost. So then you don't have the concern of Shemi Yafsid, but the concern of liquidity you might have. Or let's say you have a case where the person who gives the money says, I don't want all this money to be available all the time. I want this money to yield X amount of money a year, and that's what I want to go to the aniyim. So then you don't have the issue of liquidity, because you're not allowed to, even if it was all liquid, you would not be allowed to give it to aniyim. But the chashash hefsid you would still have. So you have a major discussions in poskim whether we pass like the Bavli Yerushalmi over here with significant nafkaminas. But okay, not for right now. So says the Mishnah Vayeter. Mosar Truma, whatever was left in the boxes after they paid for the Korbanos Tzibur Mayu El Sinba, so Rukur Zav, it's super the base Kodesh HaKadoshim. They would pay for the gold plating of the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Maybe Shmuel Omer, Mosar HaPeiros, the leftover from the selling of the wine, the profits that they made from selling the wine and the oil and the flour, which they itself purchased with the Mosar Shiori Alishka, so Kayetz HaMizbeach. They used that extra money to keep the Mizbeach busy when there were no other Korbanos. Mosar Truma, L'Klei Sharei. The Rabbi Shmuel disagrees with the Tanakam. He says the Moser Truma they didn't use for gold plating. They'd use that to buy clay shares. Rabbi Kiva or Moser Truma lekeitz haMizbech. Rabbi Kiva says the Moser Truma was used to pay for karbanos when the Mizbech was otherwise not busy. Moser Nesachim. The clay sharis, the Moser Nesachim, that was used for the clay sharis. Rabbi Chananya Sagana Kohanim Omer, Moser Nesachim, Ketam Mizbech. No, the Moser Nesachim was for the Ketam Mizbech. The profits from the Nesachim, that they, the side business that they had, that was for the Ketam Mizbech. Moser Atruma, the clay sharis. And the Moser Atruma, that went to pay for clay sharis. Zevazer, Rabbi Kiva, Adam Chanisagana Kohanim, Loya Modim Peiros. They did not agree about Moser Peiros, because according to them, there was no side business. You weren't allowed to do that. So it's not shaykh any sort of mitzius called the Moser HaPeiros, and therefore they don't discuss what happens with Moser HaPeiros. They only discuss what happens with Moser HaTruma, but they don't have a Moser HaPeiros. So Kevesh Para, so we then said that the Mishnah said that the Para and the Sir Mishalech and Lashon Shel Zuhuris were paid with the Truma Salishcha, and the Kevesh Para and the Kevesh Sir Mishalech and Lashon Shebein Karnav were from the Shiyare Alishcha. So Bishol Menachem Shem Rabbi Yonason Shlosha Lashon HaSein, there happened to have been three different times where we needed a red piece of wool. Shel Seir, you needed it for the Seir Mishaleach on Yom HaKippurim, and that was Besela. That the weight of that wool was a Sela, which is two Shkalim, which is two Machsa Shekels. Shel Metzora, then there was another time where they needed red wool by a Metzora, that they would take two identical birds, and an Eitz Erez and a Shni Tola'as and an Ezov, so that Shni Tola'as was Beshekel, was a half a Sela. Shel Para, and then they would have a para, the for the para aduma, where you have to throw into the fire where you're burning the para aduma, that was b'shteslam, and that was a very weighty piece of wool. That was b'shteslam. And the reason it had to be so weighty is because you had to be able to throw it, and it had to land in the middle of the fire. If it's too light, you throw it and the wind will just blow it away. Rabbi Chunya Devras Chavrin, Rabbi Barbar Zavda b'shem Rabbi Shimon ben Chalafta, these two Gedolei Amorim said, shel para b'shteslam mumechza, that the para one was b'shteslam mumechza. And there were those that said that there was that it was Asar Azuz, which is the same thing as Shtei Shlam Umechza. It's just Chayav Adam Lomar B'Lashon Rabba. So each one said it, they formulated the words differently, but they're saying the same thing. How did we pay the Talmid Chachamim who would teach the Kohanim Hilchos Shchita? Shchita is Ksher Bizar. It's not that you don't need Kohanim to do Shchita, but Kohanim very often insisted on it. Hilchos Kabbalah, that you need a Kohanim for. Hilchos Zrika, no Motan Scharim Mitchumas Lishcha. They would also get paid from the Chumas Lishcha. Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Radifa B'Shem Rabbi Yimi Mevakri Mumei Kachim. The people who would check the Karbanos for any Mumin Notan Scharim Mitchumas Lishcha. Rabbi Yachar Rabbi Tanchum Bar Chia B'Shem Rabbi Simlai Magiyei Sifrei Azara Notan Scharim Mitchumas Lishcha. The people who would check the Sifrei Torah in the Azara would get paid from the Chumas Lishcha. Gidol Bar Binyam B'Shem Rabbi Yasi Shnei Dayan Exelos. The Dayanim who would take care of judging the cases for Dine Knossos and for people Kohanim who are being Fagel Karbanos, also not in Schar Mitzumas Lishcha. Shmuel Amar Nashma Argos Paparochas not in Schar Mitzumas Lishcha. The women that would weave the Paroches would get paid from the Chumas Lishcha. Ravuna Amar Mitzumas Bedek Abayis. No, they would get paid from the Bedek Abayis. Ma Palig, what's the Nukudas Amachlokes? Shmuel Avadaka Karban. Shmuel said because it's considered Tzarche a Karban because they would sometimes splatter blood, sprinkle blood of a Karban on the Paroches. Ravuna Avadaka Binyan. No, that's like a binyan of the Mikdash, which was not Sarche Karban, and that comes from Bedek Abayis. Amar Rabbi Chizkia, Tana Rabbi Yehuda, God Gudus HaKetaris V'Kol Karbanos HaTzibur Bar Mitzumas Halishcha. The Ketaris and all the Karbanos HaTzibur come from the Tzumas Halishcha. Mizbeach HaZav Kol Klei Shareis Bar Mimoser Nesachim. Mizbeach HaOla, but the Mizbeach HaOla, which had a din of binyan V'Heichel V'Azaros, that was Bar Mishyari Halishcha. The Mizbeach HaZav had a din of a kli. Chutz la'azaros bar milishchas bedek abayis. And that which was built outside of the azaros, the chomos ha'ir in Yerushalayim and the migdalos, that came from lishchas bedek abayis. V'atani avnei mizbeach ha'echal v'azaros ma'al in ben, that they're subject to me'ila. V'chiyesh me'ila b'shirayim, is there me'ila on the shiari ha'lishcha? Elek Reb Meir, der Meir amr ma'al in b'shirayim. Must be, we're assuming like Reb Meir, that there is me'ila on the shirayim. So amr Reb Yachal, klum amr Reb Meir, ela b'toch shnasa. No, Reb Meir only says that there's me'ila on the shirayim when the year's not up yet from Chodesh Nisan, v'ha'cha chutz l'shnaso anan kayamin. But over here we're talking about where it's chutz l'shnaso, so it must be that it's not shaykh to say that according to Reb Meir, your moel while it's still during the, he would only say your moel during that year. So Rabbi Yehuda Gudgada is therefore left as a kasha. Okay, but Hashem will pick up with Amar Rabbi Chizkia tomorrow. A good night, everybody.